Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, this came up the other day. I requested, or I asked if you guys knew your big three in astrology.
I have been waiting for this.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone had to, you know, text their mothers and find out what time they were born and all that. Aaron, still not quite sure.
Yeah. How do you not know what time you were born? Your mom, Cheryl, can't? Sorry,
she
doesn't, I don't
she just remembers like afternoon. Because
is there not access to an official document inside your home?
She doesn't know where. Oh, my goodness. If you were to see, I love her dearly. She's not very organized.
I don't know where my birth certificate is.
You don't?
It's on the somewhere. Time is on the birth certificate.
Yes.
I don't know where mine is. My wife has it somewhere.
Your wife has yours?
Yeah, because you need it for stuff once you get.
There's not really anything you need it for. Maybe.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Well, I mean, like I'm old enough and have been traveling long enough that you used to be able to go to Mexico with it.
With just your birth certificate?
Yeah, you didn't have to have a passport.
Oh.
But you had to have something other than your ID. You had to have a birth certificate. So I had like diplomatic immunity. You could go in and out of Mexico.
I know where my birth certificate is because I took it.
It's on it.
I didn't know that the time was on it.
It's your birth certificate.
I figured it was just like, why do we need certificates of our birth anyways? I'm here. I'm proof.
I was born. That felt really Michael
Scott.
I can't
be farther. Like, what room am I in? Why do we need? What are you saying?
I honestly get what she's saying.
I'm proof of my birth. So we don't need to document you at all. Like,
why do I need to carry it? Just have it in the record somewhere.
Yeah.
Why do I need the proof?
Anyway. So I did find out what all of our big threes are. Now, we already know Slacker,
I don't know what
Aaron,
you mean
and I.
By big three.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is your sun, which is the sign we all know.
What is the... Oh, sun sign. So I'm an Aries, sun sign,
right,
Aries.
Right.
Got it.
Then you have a moon and a rising. And this has to do with where all the planets and the stars were at the exact time that you were born in the sky above the location you were born.
Oh.
Which is interesting. Wow. And it says to shape your personality a bit.
Now, I do like that. It gives it a little more credence because you can't say like, oh, it's exactly the same if I was born in Budapest as opposed to like Longmont, Colorado. It's like, no, the sky is completely different in those two places.
And like the time and the month. The,
Are you 314 or 316?
14.
So I'm 316.
You were 316. Yeah, you guys had very similar many years apart, but birth times.
I'm right here.
So we know that Slacker, myself, and Aaron are all Aries. T-Hack, you are a Taurus, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. I'm like, well, I'm not.
May 1st,
will
baby.
You do this for any listener who texts in?
Yeah, sure. It's so easy. I can just email you like pages.
For real?
But I pulled a few highlights.
You don't have to. Do you have to pay for this?
No, the one I'm using is very free and probably a bit.
So then you're about to give us insight into our personalities based on a free site that probably is wrong.
It's like a dream catcher.
It's a little bit above that. Can you not disrespect me? So we know a lot about Aries. I mean, for Slacker in particular, it says impatience is a vice. Innovation is a huge strength. Aries love to start anything new. They have trouble sitting still. We get that. Your moon.
But is that for all Aries? Or just me?
It's for all, but I think we know who it's about. Your moon is in Leo.
About me.
And moon in Leo people want to create and entertain. They love deeply and largely. Oh. They can be rather lazy and a little bossy too.
I don't know if I consider you lazy.
I don't consider you lazy.
Yeah.
You haven't seen me. Like, I have a gear.
Yeah.
Or bossy, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I force myself. I have trained myself to not be lazy.
Okay.
It's a conscious choice for me to not be lazy. If I, like, when I have a week off, the worst thing I can do is take a week off of work and not have a vacation because I don't do anything. I am a flipping sloth and I hate it.
I would never have guessed that.
Oh my God, it's terrible. I'm laying on the couch. I'll watch. I finished Lost, the TV show, on like a week off. Wow. There was like,
isn't there like 12 seasons?
I don't know, but it was a lot. I didn't move.
Okay.
It's like just.
So,
I'm like,
so far, pretty accurate.
No, it is kind of accurate.
Your rising sign is Virgo, which I found interesting. There's a few Virgos that pop up here, but it says about Virgo's rising. Many are especially interested and concerned with physical health, which you definitely are.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with
age. You're obsessed with like, what can I put in my body? Yes. How can I rock? All the things.
Yeah.
And then it says, they're also often rather particular about food.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. So
there's a certain quality the food has to be for me to put it in my head.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ding, ding,
wow.
Ding.
So that's.
Damn. That's
you.
Really good. For a ratchet sight?
Or maybe I'm a really good reader.
Oh, you're so good.
No, I did pull out things about each of us, though. Okay. So myself, I'm an Aries.
Oh, so it says a bunch of other crap, and she just circles the ones that fit.
Yeah. Okay. I went through and was like,
Okay.
I'm an Aries. We know that. Aries are direct and straightforward. Uncomplicated, which I'm not sure about.
You're beyond complicated.
Yeah. Just like Avril Lavigne. And then it says, for my moon in Gemini, it says nervousness and worry are common traits with this lunar position.
Holy
which I'm a very anxious God. Girl. Yeah. But that I'm also generally pleasant, witty, and charming.
I would agree with that.
It pains me to say it, but you are.
Real hard to do this about yourself.
All you people who text in your angry things, you're just listen for a minute, you weirdos. She's yes.
And then I'm also a Leo rising. It says Leo rising people cannot help but be noticed. They radiate special energy and magnetism and gets people's attention. I just feel like that's like what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop talking about myself and move on to T-Hack. He's a Taurus. Taurus work very hard. They do it with a steadiness that may rarely be considered quick, but they're dependable, plodding, and have a steady effort.
I'm going to give the phone number real quick, 303-222-5423. Text in if you feel like this is nailed. Like, I feel so nailed right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, she nailed herself, for sure.
Yeah.
And so far on you, it's weird.
Yeah. Your moon is a Sagittarius, which says there's a bit of a teacher in Moon and Sagittarius and definitely a helpful spirit.
Never mind, we're off.
They may forget appointments or veer from their schedules, but sometimes they can be considered irresponsible. But it's hard to stay mad at a lunar Sagittarian because they're too cheerful and upbeat.
He's got those little chocolate eyes.
Okay. What was it, irresponsible?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you remember setting up a Zoom and that you were the leader of? You're the leader of the Zoom and everybody's on the Zoom except you. You're like, wait, what time zone?
That's right. See? Who knew about these time zones?
Nailed it. So what's weird is you are also a rising Virgo.
Oh.
But I pulled, you're sensitive to any discomfort or other signals your body gives. You hate being hot.
I do. I hate it. I'm always hot.
You are the weirdest person about being hot.
Yeah, I grew up in the humidity. And it's just, I know, it's just, my back's going to start sweating. What do you want me to say?
This is literally what it's talking about. Have you ever done yoga?
No, a little. My wife does yoga and I've tried it.
You might be into yoga.
Okay, now we're way off the charts.
Okay, now we're to Aaron. Okay, Aaron's also an Aries, a pioneer in whatever they do. There's a fundamental quality of bravery in these people that is unmistakable. Sometimes she's so scary because she's so brave.
Yeah, I don't know if it's bravery or Tourette's, but yeah, sure.
Oh my God. It's not. You can't just like say that.
Yeah.
I just did. Watch this.
Your moon is a Taurus, lunar Taurans, as they say. You're into doing anything.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not wise to push you into doing anything, but once you've committed, you're very persevering. Literally earlier today, she's like, once you get me going,
That's so true.
I'm going to mail it. Yeah.
She's actually, like, the last couple of days, she's actually done her job.
Okay, slap her. Rude. Let's take out the word actually.
Oh, sorry.
And say done her job really well.
Management's really listening today.
Okay. Oh, my God. And here's the boring part. She's also, according to her unknown birth time, rising Virgo. So her Virgo is a little iffy. And we may have to get more info. We may need you to find that birth certificate.
Okay. Well,
so I'll read yours.
That's why the three Aries, that's why you're all a little different.
So yes. Radically different. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Isn't that cool?
Because I couldn't be any different than you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait,
so can
that
we
feels
put,
like an insult.
Yeah.
Now,
can we put the link up or should we not?
To do what?
The link up to this for other people to be able to do it there.
In?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's dreamcatcher.com.
No,
I think
so. Cafe Astrology.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.